News, I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, we learn more bodies have been recovered in Maui. Still, more than 1,000 people missing at this hour after the wildfire. The medical examiner asking relatives of those still missing to submit DNA so remains can be properly ID'd. Correspondent Lisa Taylor updates the numbers for us.
The governor of Hawaii says around 2,000 people are still without power due to the wildfire. The death toll is at 111, and the economic cost to Maui is estimated at $7 billion. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday.
In San Diego, emergency crews getting ready for a weekend storm to hit.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
Right now, Hillary churning off the coast of Mexico.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
The concern is the storm can bring with it the three things that really impact us, which is high surf, heavy rain over a short duration, and strong winds.
To Washington, D.C. now, where the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking by phone to American Paul Wieland, the former Marine who is currently being held in a Russian prison.
The secretary was able to hear directly from Paul about his condition and was able to tell Paul that President Biden and he remain committed to bringing him home.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Secretary Blinken offered Russia a serious proposal for Paul Wieland's release, and that our view continues to be that Russia should immediately release Paul Wieland.
The Russians have been holding him on spying charges since 2018. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, shoe sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
This Thursday, another strange leak out of the Fulton County, Georgia courthouse. Democrat District Attorney Fonnie Willis in charge there. First, the Trump indictment posted online prior to the grand jury voting. Now, incredibly, the names of the grand jurors who reportedly voted to indict Trump and 18 others circulating. USA Radio's Corey Myers with details.
The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of those grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. I'm Corey Myers.
A new video broadcast on MSNBC Wednesday night showing former Trump advisor Republican Roger Stone apparently looking for ways to overturn the 2020 election result and claiming widespread fraud.
Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me what.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.